Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And, you know, just another bad loss for the Mets last night. They left them, you know, left a lot of guys on, had a number of chances in this game to win. Didn't happen. And I thought the big moment in this game, I understand in the seventh inning, I guess it was, when Frazier and Bruce struck out. But to me, the big moment in this game, they scratch back into the game. They're down 3-0. They get two runs. They got guys on first and third. We one out, and Jose Reyes, who is 0 for the season so far, comes up to pinch hit and just looks awful. Gio came out of the game. They brought that other guy, Solis. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Solis in. I mean, that at-bat was brutal. I mean, you couldn't look worse than that. And then, of course.
Todd Frazier tried, though. Well, he definitely tried.
You know, but I got to give Todd Frazier a pass right now. I can't Jose Reyes a pass on anything
I agree with you. I mean, Jose Reyes doesn't have a hit this year.
I mean, come on. He's 0 for 17.
The old joke going around now is Jose Reyes has as many hits as David Wright. So,
is that right? I didn't hear that
one. Well, it's out there, and it's true.
Oh, my God.
So, the Mets lost this game. You know, we talked about the Yankees. Everything was bad. The pitching was bad. This was bad. The defense was bad. The Mets lost this game because they couldn't get a big hit.
Yeah, that was it.
It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Zach Wheeler, and we'll get to him in a second. He was all right. You know, Gazelman gave up a couple of insurance runs. It doesn't matter who catches. They can't throw a base runner out.
Oh, my God.
We'll get to all that.
They run rampant on the Mets. But rampant.
This came down, and it started right out of the get-go in the first inning when they had an opportunity. They just could not cash in.
Nope.
So let's get to this Reyes decision. With first and third and one out, and Gio still in the game, looking at the bench the Mets had and the fact that Reyes has great career numbers against Gio Gonzalez, I was okay with Reyes pinch hitting. Yeah. I was okay.
Well, I was okay with it, too, because I said to myself, well, here's the bottom line. He's due. I mean, at some point, he's got to get
hit. But wait, you're right, he's due. But here's the problem. Once Gio's out of the game, Reyes needs to be out of the game. I'm sorry.
You don't want Reyes against Solis.
No, I don't. Okay. I'll tell you a reason why. Okay. Sammy Solis is a lefty. He's not a left-handed specialist. That's
right.
Not what he is.
Yeah, and I saw the numbers on him. Actually, lefties hit him better than righties
there
last
year. There you go. And now you've got to look at the fact that Reyes doesn't have a hit.
Yep.
And not look at it as a positive where, well, he's due. Look at it at the fact that he's the 25th man on this roster and he's lost. So what you need to do there, if you're Callaway, I rip him on this, is once Gio's out of the game, I'm fine with Reyes versus Gio because Reyes does have really good numbers against Gio. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. The other guys don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Once Gio's out of the game, you have to counter with Gonzalez or Conforto or Nimmo, and you take your pick. We saw Callaway do this not that long ago
where he
went to Adrian Gonzalez against the lefty.
And he got a big two-run hit.
Exactly.
That basically won the game for him.
Well, what, do you forget about that?
Yeah.
I
would have had no issue with that. You know, I would not have.
And I know they have a short bench. Really, it's a five-man bench, but the backup catcher, does it even count? I get it's a short bench. That is a big moment in this game. Use a second pinch hitter. Get Reyes out of here because you got to remember something about Jose Reyes. He is the 25th man on this roster. Do you want the 25th man on the roster up in a big spot with a chance to really change the outlook of this game when you've got the choice of Conforto or Gonzalez or Nimmo? Absolutely not. That's where Callaway screwed up.
Yep. No, look, you're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. But I don't know. Reyes just looks terrible right now. I don't know what to say. And that at bat was brutal. I mean, the swing on strike three was feeble.
He is a mess right now.
Feeble swing.
He is a mess right now. And it's difficult because he is the 25th man on the roster. He doesn't deserve playing time, but probably the only way to get out of it
is playing a
little bit. Play.
Yep.
But I don't expect him to get out of it in first and third one out when you need good contact. If Adrian Gonzalez comes up and it's a fly ball to right field and gets that runner home, Juan Lagares, who's fast, he did his job as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden it's a tie baseball game.
The other thing is you hit it on, and the Nationals do this more than anybody. They've run rampant on the Mets. Rampant. It's a joke.
I want to channel.
Every base hit is basically a double. Everyone.
It turns into that. I got to channel you. You can change the catcher. You can change the catchers,
yes,
and
right.
the results are the same.
Doesn't matter.
You're going to be run on.
Doesn't matter.
Base runners against the Mets, and you take your pick. Nitto, Lobaton,
Pilecki.
22 for 23.
I know, it's amazing.
That's not
that
good.
That is brutal.
That's not good. And that was
And Nitto last
huge.
Night wasn't even close. Yeah, he had a chance in a couple guys to throw him out. He was sailing a ball into center field.
No doubt.
Couple of bad, good throws, he would have had guys.
And you look at how the Nationals added those insurance runs against Gazelman in the seventh and eighth inning, that's how they did it.
Yep.
They did it by taking advantage of nothing behind the plate. And I thought Tomas Nitto is supposed to be good, or at least competent, at throwing guys out at second base. Joe, if he's not competent throwing guys out at second base, then he's not even close to being a major leaguer, because God knows he can't hit.
No.
I know he got a hit last night.
Yeah, I understand.
Congratulations.
By the way, how about this? And this, and I knew this was going to happen, all right? How about the spot? I think it was still 3-2 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
When he lets Gazelman pitch to Bryce Harper.
Yes.
There's a guy on second with one out. He lets, and I'm like, you know, everybody, and me too. I'm like, you got to walk Harper here, right? You got to walk him. You know, and no. He lets him pitch to him, and he gets him out. And I knew it. Zimmerman was going to get a hit there. He's struggling. He's batting one away.
You know what the problem was, though, also?
Yeah.
And I said this to my dad after the fifth inning, not the third inning. So Ryan Zimmerman walks in the first inning. Pretty good at bat.
Right.
He hits a fly ball to left field in the third inning, in which he just missed it.
Yep.
And then in the fifth inning, he just missed it.
Yep.
And I said to my dad, boy, I don't want to see Ryan Zimmerman again. He's about to break out of it. And then, of course, that was next
at
bat
coming.
Was the seventh inning. You may think I'm nuts. After he got Bryce, I was thinking pitching around Ryan Zimmerman. I know that sounds nuts because he is hitting 108.
Yeah, well, you had to go after him. But
I know you're right. I'm not ripping Callaway for it. I'm just saying it made me nervous because of the fact he was close.
That's what I just said. I mean, he gets off, and I'm like, uh-oh. And I knew it. I'm with you. I knew he was getting hit there.
And
even
though Moises Sierra had a couple of hits in this game, he just scares me less than Ryan Zimmerman. But, hey, Gazelman failed. Let's call it like it is.
He wasn't good.
He's gotten off to a good start out of the bullpen. His last few performances have not been very good. He was not helped out by the catching defense. But this game was defined by the lack of a big hit.
Yep.
Because even after that Reyes failure in the sixth inning, they had 2-1-1 out for Todd Frazier. 2-1-2 out for Jay Bruce. They both struck out. They had 2-1-2 out in the eighth for Asdrubal Cabrera. He struck out.
Yep.
The opportunities were there night long, and they could not come through not a once.
Nope. And as far as Wheeler, I mean, I thought he was okay. I mean, I thought, six innings, three runs. They didn't hit him hard. A couple of, that inning when they scored the two runs off him, they were like, these, bloop hits. I thought he made pretty good pitches, and they just got some contact to bloop him for base hits. And right now, to me, okay, now, and I know Wheeler's going to get another start. We'll see what happens when Vargas comes back. Right now, to me, he's way ahead of Matt Harvey.
Well, what was frustrating.
I mean, way ahead of him.
Yeah, and I think overall he was okay last night. I think he was all right. I was
impressed. He did a good job. He got out of that first inning jam with the bases loaded. I thought, here we go. And he gets the double play, gets out of it.
Yep.
Even the inning they scored two runs against him, and it was only one out. And he did a good job to minimize it to that.
He did. No, absolutely. And that's why I think he did okay. And I like the fact that he was able – Callaway gave him the confidence to let him hit.
Absolutely. And he got two hits last night in the game, too.
I thought he was going to pinch hit for him in the fifth inning.
Well, that started the two-run rally.
Right. He leads off with a base hit and then gives you an effective 1-2-3 inning.
Yep.
So he gave you that sixth inning, which is important because of the overuse of this bullpen.
Yes, agreed.
What was frustrating about Zach was how many hits he gave up when he was ahead of hitters.
It
happened all night.
I think the two RBI hits that I'm talking about, one was Defoe, I forget, or the other. Might have been
Pedro Severino. 0-2.
He looks pretty good, that guy, too, the catcher.
No.
Yeah,
they all look good compared to what we have.
Well, I know, but he does look good. 0-2, right. Both of them were 0-2 pitches. Correct.
And that was a problem.
Right. Yep.
And that was the frustrating thing about Zach last night.
Put him away.
I think most of the hits he gave up, not all of them, but most of them came with two strikes on the hitter. So he had a very tough time putting guys away.
Good
only
point.
Struck out two guys. But here's what I like, though. Even without having that put-away pitch, he gave you six innings and he kept you in the game.
He did.
He's not the reason they lost. They lost because they couldn't get a big hit.
That's it. I agree.
They lost because Todd Frazier had his first really bad day as a Met.
Little golden sombrero for Frazier.
And in big spots.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the only big spot was the seventh inning. But the rest of it, a double to lead off an inning could be a big spot.
Can they win tonight? I mean, seriously. I mean, it's so – I mean, if you ask me, they're getting swept. But, I mean, can they win this game tonight? Well, can Steven Matz give me more than like 5 1/3 innings?
They can win tonight. They're not going to.
Steven Matz pitch 7 innings? Is that possible?
That's probably not going to happen.
No, I know. I'm saying, you know, of course.
After the loss on Monday, I felt they were going to get swept. Nothing happened yesterday. That's changing my mind. They're going to get swept.
I'm with you.
What they do in Atlanta and what they do in St. Louis, the Cardinals are red hot. And what they do against San Diego, a team they should beat, I have no idea. I don't know what they're going to do on this 10-game road trip, but that's part of why this is a big game. A, you don't want to be swept by the Nationals and kind of throw away what you did last week in Washington or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. And 10-game road trip's going to be tough. They're 6-0 on the road, but they're going to lose some games on the road, especially against two quality teams. The Braves are a decent team.
Yeah, they are.
And the Cardinals are red hot right now.
Cardinals are the Cardinals.
I think they're 10-7 now, and they've won 5 in a row.
It's funny, and I said this before coming on this homestand, and I was a little worried about this homestand. They don't play. They seem to play better on the road than home. Well, I don't know what it is.
Let's see them do that now when they go on the road.
I understand, but it would be nice to get a win tonight. At least they would have like a, I guess they'd have a 500 homestand.
And that, and you
three
know what?
And three.
That's okay because I remember when they came home after the 6-0 road trip. And we even said, with Milwaukee, Washington, and this road trip of 10 games, if they, over the 16 games, could go 8-8, you would take it.
Yep.
And I obviously stand by that because they would need over the next 11 games to go 6-5 to accomplish that goal. And right now, I'd sign for that.
Sure.
I would sign for that because the story of a season, and we said this during the winning streak, so why wouldn't we say it now? Story of a season is play 500 baseball and have a couple of big winning streaks. Had the big winning streak. Now maintain yourself.
Yep.
That's what they need to do right now. I'm not asking for a 7-game winning streak.
Well,
I'm
take it.
Well, of course. Of course. I take a lot of things.
Well,
but realistically,
right.
Play 500 baseball. It's what the Yankees did so well last year. They had a couple of big winning streaks and maintained. They need to maintain. And the way to maintain is to beat the Nationals tonight. It's a 500 homestand. Fine. You lose 2 out of 3 of the Nats, okay, all right. You snap the losing out of 3 out of 4.
They need to win tonight.
Game losing streak.
It's Tanner Roark tonight, so there's a guy that you think they could hit. You think?
Well, I'm facing a double jeopardy because I'm facing Tanner Roark in fantasy as well.
Oh,
so
is that
if he
right?
pitches a great game, I'm going to be ticked off for 2 reasons.
Okay.
So let's beat him a little bit tonight. But that's the key. Maintain now. Go out and play just effective 500 baseball for the next month. Seriously.
No, I'm
with you. That's all you
got to
do.
No, I'm with you, bro.
And what always scares me for any team, is how you respond when the winning streak ends. The winning streak has ended, and since then, they are 1-3.
Yep.
That's how they've responded.
Yep.
Will it be 1-4? Will they maintain it and get to 2-3? We're going to find out. But it's important that they just play mediocre baseball. That's all I'm asking for. Just play mediocre baseball for the next month, and then maybe you get hot in the middle of May.
Mm.
And then you do that, you're 15 games over 500, everybody's having a party. See what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
That's it. Now, will it happen? I don't know. I don't know about this team. I don't know about them
yet.
We
really don't know what they are at this point yet. That's you're 100% right. 16 games does not tell me what they are yet.
No, and you know, after the game last night, Todd Frazier had a bad day. I'm not going to rip the guy. He's been fine until last night. But after the game, Todd Frazier goes with the whole positive attitude of, well, you know, we've won every series. No. I want to hear the fact that you're disappointed. Hey, we've lost 2 in a row to the Nationals, division rival. Unacceptable. Got to go out and win tomorrow night. Instead, you know, he's painting such a smiley face on everything.
Well.
By the way, unrelated but related, have you noticed Sandy Alderson doesn't exist? You never hear from him.
Yeah, I know. Okay? You don't.
On the other side, Brian Cashman talks to the media
all
every
the time.
Single
no, he does.
Day.
Well, I mean, look,
your
he does.
Thoughts?
Well, I mean, that's just, I just think that's his MO. That's his personality. I mean, even with us, I mean, we have him on. You say one thing to him, he gives you 10 minutes of an answer. Right? I mean, he does.
Dove actually just said something very funny.
What's that?
Dove, why is Brian Cashman talking to the
why
media?
Why is that?
He's the manager.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's fair. But he does. No, but Cashman has always been a guy that's been out front.
Has it been like this, though? I don't remember day-to-day like this. Day-to-day?
I think Cashman's always been very accessible.
No, he's been accessible. I'm not disagreeing.
You know?
I don't remember, and I could be wrong, where every day he's talking to the media.
Well.
As if he is the manager of the team.
Well, he, you know. look, it's all on him. He's the guy that hired Aaron Boone. So,
right.
Maybe he feels, this is more on me than anything, and I got to answer for it.
And by the way, I'm not saying.
But I always thought he was very accessible.
No, I agree with that. But I think there's a difference between very accessible, which I agree with, I don't remember this occurring in the past.
Right.
I don't remember Brian Cashman talking to the media every single day in the past. And I'm not even saying I dislike it. I'm just observing it. That I've noticed this. It feels different.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, Dove?
You're right. But otherwise, you have Aaron Boone me ask the same questions, and his answer will be, well, that's what Brian told me to do.
No, so he's not going to say that.
Exactly. So therefore, Brian himself gives the answer.
Okay, so you think he's doing a noble gesture right now? He's being noble to Aaron Boone by talking to the media.
Very interesting.
Being forthright. He's always very forthright.
He is.
Forthright.
No, he is. Look, Cashman is great. I mean, you get him on an interview, he'll give you an hour.
I love Cashman in that regard.
Yeah, he'll give you an hour.
I'm not ripping him. It's more just observing it. I've noticed that I see quotes from Brian Cashman every day. Sandy, I don't even know where he's living right now.
I know.
And I don't think one guy's doing it right or one guy's doing it wrong. I just don't remember over the last decade Brian Cashman talking to the media every single day. Mm. But you're so right about this, Joe. Of all the GMs in this town, first of all.
Oh, it's not even debatable.
I think
he and
Marks are the only two we actually get on the show.
Well.
So that's good. And you're so right. He's very forthright with his answer. So I like him.
No, I like him too.
Just noticed that recently.
Interesting.
Talking a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.